Woodward's book was the talk on Capitol Hill yesterday as lawmakers were returning from spring break, NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden says the number one complaint he heard from voters back home last week was about gas prices. In some parts of his state, Wyden said on the Senate floor yesterday, drivers are being clobbered with prices over $2 a gallon. So when he heard the Washington Post's Bob Woodward report that the Bush administration made a secret deal with Saudi Arabia to make prices dip just before the November election, Wyden asked this angry question.
Should the United States allow a foreign power to decide our nation's energy security? Certainly, this is a troubling question, and it seems to me that the pieces of the gas price puzzle are beginning to come together.
Democrats in both the House and Senate are charging President Bush with sticking Americans with high gas prices now to suit his own political gain later. Another Woodward assertion that made waves on Capitol Hill yesterday was his report that Secretary of State Colin Powell was not among the first to know about President Bush's decision to invade Iraq. Democratic Senator John Corzine of New Jersey said he's concerned that top members of the administration don't seem to be on the same page.
Well, I think those are serious issues about how you formulate policy. You have a whole series of tools that you can use in the implementation of foreign policy. Diplomacy ought to be the first tool, and war ought to be the last tool.
And Rhode Island Republican Lincoln Chafee said he's not surprised to hear that the Bush administration decided early on to invade Iraq.
They haven't changed their beating of the drum on this, and Woodward's book just confirms that that's what they wanted.
But though Woodward's book has generated a loud buzz on Capitol Hill, it's unclear what effect it will have on policy. Most Republicans, like Sam Brownback of Kansas, say they stand behind President Bush and his Iraq strategy. Brownback says at the time Congress authorized an attack on Iraq, many believed that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction that terrorists could have gotten their hands on.
You look at those factors and mix them all together, and I think the decision makes great sense at that point in time. You look at it in hindsight, Monday morning quarterbacking, you can ask a lot of questions about it. We are still doing a tremendous amount of good in that region and spreading the notions of democracy in a place that has not known it.
Today, the Senate Armed Services Committee gets an update from Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, a key architect of U.S. policy in Iraq, as well as from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers. And regardless of their support or criticism at the beginning of the Iraq War, senators of both parties now have questions about the continued fighting and dramatic increase in American casualties there. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.